Just Stop Oil Radicals Deface Charles Darwin's Grave in Westminster Abbey. By Kurt Zindelka on January 13, 2025. Green radicals from the Just Stop Oil activist collective defaced Charles Darwin's grave on Monday, claiming that humanity will not be able to adapt to the supposed climate crisis. Members of the climate change alarmist Just Stop Oil group used orange spray paint to deface Father of Evolution Charles Darwin's grave memorial in Westminster Abbey, with the message 1.5 is dead, a reference to the 2015 Paris Agreement, which called on governments to prevent the world from increasing temperatures beyond 1.5 degrees Celsius. Two Just Stop Oil supporters have painted Charles Darwin's grave to demand that the UK government works with others to phase out the extraction and burning of fossil fuels by 2030, Just Stop Oil said in a press release. The radical group, which often uses paint to vandalize great works of art to bring attention to their cause, said that it used Darwin's grave for its latest stunt to demonstrate that humans cannot adapt to the changing climate, which they attribute to man-made factors. Darwin would be turning in his grave to know we are in the midst of the sixth mass extinction. The government's plans will take us to over 3 degrees of warming. This will destroy everything we love. World leaders must stop burning oil, gas and coal by 2030, the group said. Just Stop Oil also attributed the California fires, which have claimed the lives of 24 people and destroyed countless buildings and homes, to climate change. Others, such as U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, have cited mismanagement of water resources, failure to clear brush, and poor planning by the Democratic-controlled state as significant factors in stoking the disaster. While the left has long hailed Charles Darwin for his theories on evolution, Just Stop Oil is not the only leftist group to target the 19th-century English naturalist in recent years. In 2020, for example, Britain's Natural History Museum said that following pressure from the international Marxist Black Lives Matter movement, it decided to review supposedly offensive items in its collection, including specimens obtained by Darwin from the Galapagos Islands. At the time, a museum curator reportedly claimed they represented colonialist scientific expeditions. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.